group of foundations is taking advantage of some funds that are available to help other nonprofit organizations with emergency grants during the coronavirus pandemic that we are dealing with now here in Northwest Indiana. And two foundations in particular are helping Grace Beyond Borders, which is a nonprofit that's located in East Chicago, with some opportunities to help with services and resources to the homeless and those people affected by drug addiction as well. We have with us the founder and the executive director of Grace Beyond Borders, Marcus Martin, with us to talk about this. Marcus, thank you for joining us here on Regionally Speaking today.
Thank you, Chris, for allowing me this opportunity.
Take a moment for folks that are not familiar with the organization, what Grace Beyond Borders does and what kinds of things you've done here in the recent past.
Thank you. May 2020, next month, will be our seventh anniversary of rescuing homeless women, children and men off the streets or out of unsafe, deplorable situations. And we provide clothing, food, referrals to emergency shelters. And also, we're looking to begin operating one location, one of two locations here in East Chicago that we have acquired.
Now, I know that, you have had lots of activities that have gone on. In fact, the last time we spoke has been 2 years ago, 2018, and that was when you were spending time at homeless shelters around the area, spending a night at each different shelter, I understand. Well, this time around with the coronavirus pandemic, you obviously are spending a lot of time with the homeless. Tell us what programs that you and others with the Grace Beyond Borders have been able to set up since the pandemic first came about here in Northwest Indiana.
Well, we're in emergency mode, of course, with the shelter in place, stay at home. But homeless population does not always have a place to shelter. And obviously, if they're homeless, they don't have a home. So we are working with that population. We felt the need that we needed to be available 7 days a week. So we expanded our services. And right now, basically, we serve a breakfast every morning, a breakfast bag, and we distribute those outdoors in a parking lot next door to the Salvation Army. And also, we go out into the community to locate some of the homeless individuals who may not be able to make it over to the parking lot. So in doing that, that gives us an opportunity to provide them with information regarding the coronavirus. We certainly have provided them information about the census, but also we check in with them to make sure that they're doing okay and to see what other needs we can help provide.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any folks in the medical profession, nurses, doctors, medical assistants that go along with you during your visits, especially when you have to go away from the parking lot there to check on the homeless?
That's a great question. No, we do not have a medical staff or person working with us, and that's by design. We try to limit the number of people who are out there who could possibly get exposed to the virus. So we have a limitation. Of course, we implement in mandatory social distancing, masks, and gloves as we're working with them, but we want to be safe. And we understand the medical field is overwhelmed right now. The hospitals need, they're asking for all the medical people, retired, and people to come in, the doctors. They need help. So we just work in the capacity that we're able to, which is limited. But the grant from Legacy Foundation and Foundations of East Chicago played a crucial role in us being able to do this.
Tell us how that grant is fitting into things here. It's $4,000, so you can at least get a good start, I would think.
Well, we had been serving them breakfasts prior to the grant, receiving the grant, and prior to the grant opportunity being available. And we started, I looked at us that our funds are depleting, and, you know, I'm very concerned. What do I tell the people? We're not going to be able to do this anymore. And that grant was a rescue and came right at the time that we needed it. And so now we are expanded out anywhere from 10 to 14 weeks in being able to provide to this population.
That's great. Grace Beyond Borders, I know, besides taking care of providing resources and help for the homeless and the food insecure, also keeps an eye on folks who are suffering from drug addiction. This has got to be a bad time for them, obviously, with the fact that everybody's sick because of medical issues with dealing with the virus, but also, too, you've got folks that are trying to deal with an addiction problem as well.
We do have a percentage of the population that we work with in that situation. And this is a time that's critical in being able to show the care and that the concern that we have for them and let them know they're not forgotten. It takes time to build that relationship. We have two individuals who struggle with long-term homelessness and also addiction who, prior to the stay-at-home order and this pandemic, where we were able to move into locations of long-term recovery and shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a huge victory and that took just some cultivating of that relationship and building trust and showing them that there is an alternative to the situation they were in.
Now, you know, you have the food bag program going on and everything else that you can do with the assistance of the $4,000 grant from the Legacy Foundation and the Foundations of East Chicago. And I'm sure that if there are more things coming up, you'll probably ask for more help along the way.
Well, we have a situation where some of our homeless clients are staying indoors with people who have opened their door to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we make sure that we bring food from the pantry at the Salvation Army, and food we received food from the food bank, and other opportunities that are provided to us. The First AME Church in Gary provided us with food bags, and we're able to distribute those to those who do have some type of shelter, so that they don't have to come out.
Marcus, thank you very much for spending time with us to talk about the programs that you have with Grace Beyond Borders, helping homeless that are food insecure in particular, and also those folks that suffer from drug addiction. And glad to hear that you got the $4,000 grant from the Legacy Foundation and the Foundations of East Chicago to help in the program with the pandemic situation. And I'm glad to have an opportunity to have a chance to talk with you about the latest on the programs and the best, and our prayers to everybody in trying to resolve this issue.
Well, we're thankful to the community and the response that we get from private donors through our 365 Days of Grace appeal that we have, in which we encourage people to save up 12 cents a day. And at the end of the month, to round it off to $3.65 and mail it to our Grace Beyond Borders post office box 927 East Chicago, Indiana 46312. And we encourage people who want to donate more and provide more meals, they can donate up to $36.50 or whatever amount.
Yeah.
And they can go to our website, which is gracebeyondborders.org.
Marcus Martin is founder and he's the executive director of Grace Beyond Borders based in East Chicago. And you're listening to Regionally Speaking on Lakeshore Public Radio.